Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome, everyone, to the Friday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. We trust you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, along with Jim Garrity of National Review. And Jim, I hope you had a great time with your family. And of course, as most of us are continuing to digest everything we ate on Thursday, much of the world now turns to the hardcore piece of the Christmas shopping season known as Black Friday. I don't know if you were in line at 10 o'clock last night or 4 o'clock this morning in these places. I can tell you I was not. Nonetheless, we started a little tradition last year where you and I come up with gifts, could be large, small, odd, or conventional, for different political figures about what they could use most potentially in the coming year. So, Jim, let's start with one of your gifts.
A couple days ago, there was this kind of brouhaha on a mailing list that I'm on for whether Reince Priebus should remain as chairman of the Republican National Committee. I've spoken to the chairman a couple times. I think fairly well of him. Obviously, a disappointing year for Republicans in 2012. You can argue how much of it can be laid at the feet of the Republican National Committee. I'm going to give Reince Priebus a How to Get Out the Vote book, kind of a really complicated. I'm going to give him basically a little mini census, all kinds of data mining technology, and all the stuff that the Obama campaign was using, because that was the difference, and it's one of those things that's been argued that a challenger's campaign has a very tough time building these things from scratch. If we want to see a similar system in place for Republicans in 2016, we really can't count on the nominee's campaign setting this up. The general election only casts seven months or so, and the Obama campaign had 4 years to build their get out the vote, computerized, state-of-the-art bells and whistles system. So my attitude is this should be kept at the party committee. It is a permanent institution that is always around and always in the job of electing Republicans. I'm open to hearing other nominees and suggestions for the RNC chair, but I think Reince Priebus didn't do that bad a job. And a couple of the names I've heard, somebody was tossing out the name Alan West. Now that Alan West will not be in the House, I think Alan West is a fantastic, fiery speaker, and maybe he's got the managerial skills to manage the party. I don't even know if Alan West wants the job, which is kind of a fairly key prerequisite for that. I don't necessarily understand, don't think that we should be nominating our favorite pundit to be the person who manages the party. I don't think the RNC chairman's primary job is to go on cable news and, I mean, let's face it, Greg, anybody can go on cable news and make Debbie Wasserman Schultz look stupid. admittedly, no one does it quite as well as she does, but I kind of worry a bit that there's a little bit of talk about, we're kind of misjudging the job of the RNC chairman. But as Reince Priebus strikes me as one of the good guys in this business, I'd really like to see, that he not be perceived as a failure and not be perceived as the problem with Republicans this cycle. So I have no problem keeping him as long as he comes with a solid plan of how to bounce back from this and how the party can do better. If he does, fantastic. If other folks want to put their hats in the ring, that's fine. It's one of the big conversations you're going to see Republicans having in the next 2 months or so.
Yeah, absolutely right. And my first gift is also to the RNC, very much along the same lines. Mine is a gift cards for the RNC and whoever is the brain trust for the next Republican nominee. Gift cards for apps at the Apple Store, because Orca was a colossal failure, and I think you were alluding to that in your gift for the RNC. And so understanding, if you are going to use the high-tech gadgetry, make sure that it actually works before you trot it out there on the most important day of the campaign and after $1 billion has been spent. That's not the time to find out that this whole system is crashed on you or never worked in the first place. That would be my first one. And my next one is a little bit akin to the election, but it's more for the fiscal cliff as all these folks deal with it. And you say, well, if you're giving gifts on Christmas, isn't this a little late to be giving this gift? And I say no, because I don't think it'll be done by Christmas. calculators all the way around for people who will be trying to figure out the tax situation, keep them low, spending situation, bring it low, and all these other things that need to be done here. I might also share some of them with the election officials that were involved with the Alan West recount and some other places around the country where the calculating did not go well, did not go smoothly, and just didn't make a lot of sense. I'll even give them graphing calculators if it makes them more excited to actually use them, because simple math seems to have gotten away from some of these folks.
Even an abacus for down in South Florida would seem useful for that. So I concur with that. Now, I guess, it's spirit of the season. I'm thinking of giving a gift to the President of the United States. Now, people might say, oh, my goodness, you're a staunch Obama opponent. you think he doesn't do anything right, why would you do that? Look, Greg, I'm in the spirit of being, you know, a giving, kind person. Greg, I'm willing to get the chip in to get the president a set of new golf clubs because, as we all know, President Obama really loves to golf. I mean, really loves to golf, much more than, you know, governing. And he actually, you know, was on the links about once a week for a good, you know, couple months in there, good weather and all that stuff. Then the campaign came along and he had to slow down. And he was not able to continue his pace of golfing a slightly more than, say, Phil Mickelson. And so, okay, you won the second term. You know, we can. It was not the way I wanted things to turn out. But now that you have the second term, it's time for you to go back to what you do best. Your short game, your chipping, and your putting. I don't want you governing. I don't want you making all these, you know, trying to do all that stuff. You know you hate arguing with – you hate negotiating with John Boehner. You know that, you know, we've heard from Woodward's book that the other players wanted you out of the room because you kept lousing things up. They'd be on the verge of the deal, and then you'd, you know, back away and all that kind of stuff. So, Mr. President, you know you love to golf. I know you love to golf. And I believe you do less damage to the country when you're on the golf course. So, Mr. President, you've got your four more years. Now I'm just hoping for more four.
Very good, very good. Well, my third gift, you mentioned him in passing there, John Boehner. He is once again, as well as the Republican majority in the House, the last line of defense against the Obama agenda and whatever Harry Reid is trying to do in the Senate when he's trying to do anything. I'm not really sure what they accomplished in the last 2 years. There's going to be a lot of stress, and there's going to be a lot of need for John Boehner to keep his focus. And while I don't wish him ill health, I don't think this is going to change his lifestyle at all. I'm going to give him unlimited smokes because he's going to need to just take a step outside, or if he's at the office, just light up right there in the chair and calm down, and then keep moving forward and making sure that conservative principles are adhered to and enforced and advocated. And hopefully the next 2 years will be one where we can say that the Republicans in the House did everything they could to stop a much bigger government agenda from moving forward.
A very fine selection there, Greg. I have one last gift, and this is to a public figure I feel kind of mixed upon. I'm going to give New Jersey Governor Chris Christie the speed dial number for the organization No Labels, because I got to tell you, you know, he's got a re-election bid coming up in November 2013. A little bit of talk that Cory Booker might run. Some people thought Booker wasn't going to run. Chances are, even in the best of circumstances, Christie's going to have a tough re-election bid. And so, inevitably, he will probably at some point come to Republicans, come to the conservative grassroots and ask for money. And call me crazy, Greg, I think there's going to be a bit of a skepticism there. I think there'll be a little bit of don't let the door hit you on the way out, Governor, because there are a lot of folks who believe that, you know, Christie's routine of hugging the president and you know, the touring the Jersey Shore and all that stuff helped the president a great deal. I think you can look at the numbers and say that, yes, Sandy did have a big impact on it. And it definitely, you know, helped undermine the Romney campaign message that Obama has been partisan and only Romney can heal the partisan divide. I understand Christie's got to do what's best for his state, and he could not give off a whiff of partisanship during a crisis. But I foresee a rocky relationship between Chris Christie and the rest of the Republican Party for the remainder of his time as governor. And so he may need these, you know, cuddly, oh, we're beyond labels types groups to help him out. A lot of Republicans are really not going to be, oh, really? I'll get back to you. When can I get back to you, Governor Christie? How about never? Does never work for you?
Oh, it's going to be a very interesting year for Chris Christie. We'll see if he gets a primary challenger. We'll see if the Cory Booker challenge emanates from the left and what else happens. But it won't be a quiet year in New Jersey. I think it'll be a much more exciting year.
It really never is. But yes.
Yeah, much more fireworks there, I'm sure, than in Virginia, although that could end up being a pretty fiery race as well, potentially. But, Jim, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Looking forward to it, Greg. See you Monday.
Jim Garrity of National Review. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks for being with us. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, everyone, and join us again on Monday for the next edition of the Three Martini Lunch.